Guys, come on. We all, I mean, I don't anymore. Years now. But if you do, please stop killing yourself with this shit.
So you see this 16.9-ounce bottle of Coca-Cola? It has 55 grams of sugar. That's almost 14 teaspoons. Let me just show you how much sugar this really is. And if I were the cells of your body, I would tell you, why are you making me sick?
Good morning, you deplorables. Guys, live stream last night, awesome. Or should I say, yesterday into this morning, awesome. Thank you everybody for tuning in. I know we got a couple new members, and they missed the show. I don't know if they know the schedule, the live stream schedule, guys. It's Monday, Thursday, Saturday. We usually start anywhere between, I would say, 5 and 7, and we go until we get bored. But we watched The Road last night. Everybody loved that one. And we, guys, we just covered all the crazy shit that we can never do anywhere else on Telegram. You understand what I mean? Like, when I got booted from Patreon, I was like, holy shit. And thank God Telegram gave us a nice safe space for free speech. And we could do whatever the hell we want. Nobody bothers us. And we could talk to each other. I promised everybody on Telegram I'm going to make it a little bit shorter, but there's something that I wanted to share with all of you. Now, there's a study that I'm pretty sure all of the babies born of the vaccinated people, if you guys haven't seen the videos, the babies are like super alert and like they're holding their head up. They're walking in 2 weeks. You know what I mean? They're fucking crawling at like a week old. Things that are completely not normal for your regular baby. But both vaccinated parents who survive and then have a baby afterwards, that's a different question. Now, obviously, there's no study that... Well, I'm pretty sure they're studying, you know, the effects of vaccinated children, but they'll never tell us. But... in the public eye, there's no conclusion. Like, nobody's actually going to these children or the parents of the child and saying, hey, could we, you know, just test your child, or, I don't know, just have a look at them, do some basic tests on them. Because these people, these children, which I do not believe are like you and I, because they're little hybrids, in my opinion. We went over this for about an hour on the live stream last night. They can't be made from God. So what my question was to all the deplorables in the live stream was, what the hell, if these things are walking at 2 weeks old, where are they going to be in 10 or 15 years or 20 years? You understand what I mean? They're obviously, or at least, you know, like physically or agility, a lot faster learners than we are. I'm going to show you a video right now just so you guys know what I'm talking about. But the whole thing scares the shit out of me. I'm going to show you a quick video of what I'm talking about. And hopefully you guys see what I'm talking about. And, it scares the shit out of you the same way it scared the shit out of me last night. Because if they have more and more of these things, all they're doing is just producing a new breed of some hybrid whatever the fuck that is not created by God, that seems to be a lot stronger and maybe even a lot smarter than us. Watch.
Let me tell something to you. If you don't have a pandemic baby, then you cannot sit with me. Do you understand what I mean? These new pandemic babies are built different, completely different. If I had my last baby that I had during the pandemic, first, I would be the child of one mother. I mean, I would be the mother of one child. I wouldn't have three because they built different. I'm trying to tell you, they are built different. They not like these other kids. They come out with an attitude. If I had had her first, I would only have one child, I'm telling you. So if you don't have a 2020 baby or a 2021 baby, you can't sit with me. Don't talk to me, leave me the fuck alone, get out my face. Because you don't know the struggle of having a pandemic baby. Like I said.
This woman, Dr. Brunette, this is what you would call an expert, all right? This is what I would call, quote-unquote, expert of pandemic babies. Because, you know, really, there's no scientific literature devoted to this phenomenon. We have pediatricians, doctors, professionals, people who see this in the field, who have made observations, who have talked to patients. And they're just one person or a group of people or, you know, it's a very, very small focal point. Okay. Now, I found it fascinating and kind of disturbing that the only videos I ever see of pandemic babies, I mean, I hunt them down, you know, The only ones I really see are my own, recycled everywhere. All right. Who's researching this? Now, don't get me wrong, this is not the kind of thing that you can easily research. It took so long, and because it was a very unorthodox manner in which I had to conduct this research, okay? I had to search for anomalies. I had to utilize keywords. I had to look up and cross-reference scientific literature. But mostly, it was scanning the web, making observations, trying to identify anomalies. The children, first of all, you have to make sure that they fit within the age group, which, you know, I know I probably messed up here or there. I was trying to get a generality to express and explain the subject. I'm sure that some of those children in my previous videos are they're probably out of the age range, which means they're, you know, can't be considered for this subject. But the majority of them, I'm telling you, I hunted everywhere, and It's generally parents who are really proud. Hey, check out my baby. And you're like, whoa, what's up with your baby? You know, those are the kind of videos I had to look up. And you know how much garbage you got to go through just to find anything that's relevant? I mean, I am one person and I do not get paid to do this. And I have lots of work to do. I got tons and tons and tons of work. So this kind of project requires an inordinate amount of research, work, searching, gathering information and footage, compiling and constructing and analyzing, and narrating and going over all the details and comparing and cross-referencing and then comparing to the scientific literature and then digging up La Quinta Columbo because they're the only other ones who have any kind of legitimate, I would call valid type information or observations on this phenomenon. And then pediatricians, you know, and doctors who have observed this. I'm also, you have, I'm sure, professionals in other fields, you know, like daycares and schools. Unfortunately, most of those people are vaccinated and they wouldn't know the difference between a homoborg and a human. They just wouldn't. So it's really up to us. And the reason I'm saying this is because in order to get the information on this, we're going to require a ton of eyes. I need so many eyes. I need so many people searching and gathering information. This is not a one-man job. I mean, like every once in a while, you know, I hit pay dirt, if you will. You know what I mean? Like I just get caught on the right track and it takes me to the right places and I find what I'm looking for. But this kind of subject is a meandering route through a bewildering countryside. It's not clear what you're looking for, and when you find it, you're not sure that you found it. This subject is disturbing because this is children we're talking about.
Now look at that. Baby's trying to walk at days old. Baby holding their heads up the same day that they're born. Now what I came to last night was, well, it could be one of a couple different things. one, these are exactly what the mRNA wanted them to be. You know, little hybrids, little, you know, Satan minions. Two, they could be potential super soldiers. You know what I mean? Probably at like 10 years old. You know, motherfuckers would be able to come beat your ass like this is a damn X-Men movie. Or three, maybe these are, I can't say people, because I don't think that these poor babies are people. I think they've been hacked. I think their DNA is not the same as ours, but these will be the ones that the demons could use their bodies. You know, remember the video I made about the purple lights and all that craziness? But they're not like us. You know, Ms. America said it last night. She bit her tongue before she said it. But I'm glad she, you know, she just told the truth. Because I believe the same thing. Those things aren't us. It's not a real human. I don't know. Think about these frequencies and the Bluetooth and just even things like Wi-Fi. None of this shit is actually good for you. I'll give you another two examples.
Do you have Wi-Fi in your house?
No, I've been in the technology industry all my life and I've never had Wi-Fi.
Because?
Well, I just didn't feel it was right. I didn't feel it was safe.
See what I mean? Where the Wi-Fi was on, no plants would grow. When you play sound, the graphene reacts to the frequencies. We already know that these things that are being born now have graphene in them. We already know that. So all they have to do is tune the frequency and they can get these things to do whatever the hell they want them to do. This whole thing is scary, man. It's scary. Guys, that's just something I want you to ponder by yourself. Okay? Nobody could say, no, they did studies. No, the hell they didn't. Vaccine rollout was like, what? Mid-2020? It was not until Biden came in did they start to really, really, really push that shit. You know how many people got vaccinated and how many babies, the ones that actually survived? Because they had a 6,000% in miscarriages. But when the parents are already vaccinated, 6,000% in miscarriages when a pregnant woman got vaccinated. But if the parents got vaccinated and it, you know, and it took and they didn't die from it, that was the end result. I don't know. Just some food for thought. All right, let's move on, guys. I don't want to make this too long. Guys, check out these assholes. And they actually posted this on the internet afterwards.
This passenger popping off shots along a South Florida freeway. The video posted to Instagram showing the pair of partiers driving in a Lamborghini. Another video shows the driver hitting speeds of 111 miles per hour. The Instagram story appears to portray a night of partying before ultimately the Instagrammer shoots off multiple rounds into the air while in a speeding car.
How dumb do you have to be? You know, they say drugs and alcohol bring out the worst in people, but who does that? Who does that? Who's that stupid? Oh, man. As dumb as those guys are. I don't think they were as dumb as this guy who thought it was a good idea to make a date over the internet with a 12-year-old girl.
Hey, stop him! Stop him! Stop him. Hey, stop!
Why don't we stop him? Get him! Get him, Max! Get him, Max!
Get him, Ghost. Don't get him. Get him, Ghost. Fucking tell him, boy. Good boy, Ghost. Good boy. Huh? That's not enough. No. Get his face, Ghost.
Yeah, I know. A lot of you are going to feel sorry for the pedophile. And you're going to say, Doc, that's barbaric. He shouldn't have done that. What do I always tell you guys? Anything that happens to a pedophile, I don't care. He's lucky the father just stopped where he did. With dogs. Speaking of pedophiles, I forgot what state this was in, but some tranny, here's the thing, it was racist because it was a black tranny. Some delusional person born a male, who now thinks he's a woman, tried to walk into the woman's bathroom, and the owner was like, that's not happening.
You're denying my friend access to the bathroom, right? Why am I not able to use the bathroom? Why am I not able to use the bathroom? Why? Because don't you realize I'm a fucking woman?
How dare you?
I'm wearing high heels. I'm wearing a party skirt.
What a damn disgrace. I'm a woman. No, you're not. You're a grown-ass man with a mental disorder. Who thinks that you're a girl? Get the fuck out of my bar. Or at least that's the way I would have said it. At least that owner was nice. Meanwhile, in Mexico, even Mexican forces, are openly fired upon by the cartel. Have you guys seen this? Holy shit.
Dale,
imagine that. 1 minute you are on just a standard training exercise. Next minute you're in the fucking ending of Saving Private Ryan. That's how it is down there. Fortunately though, many of the cartel enforcers, the hitmen, were killed. Those shots you heard, some of them were coming from the Sicarios, yes. But most of the heavy shit you heard was coming from the Mexican Special Forces. And they killed a lot of them. Seriously, 1 minute you're just driving. Hey, amigo, you want to go get a Corona after? You're like, what the fuck? I mean, even though we don't have it like that in America, and we don't, and that's something that we could be, I guess, relatively proud of. But that's a lie, because we do have that in America. Only difference is, in order to see stuff like that, minus the guns, you just have to go to the largest supermarket chain in the entire world. Walmart. Where's the honor in that? You know, back in the early 90s when I was in high school, right? If two kids were going to fight, right? They usually waited till after school, right? You know, meet me in the front. You know, we're going to fight. They're going up to people's jobs while they're on duty. That's tantamount to walking into another student's classroom that you intend on fighting and just fighting him right there in his classroom. There's no honor in these niggas anymore. There's no honor. We just go straight to your job. You don't care if that person gets fired for having to fight you. There's no honor. Which just shows you how much society has declined. You know what I mean? Who does that? I'm going to go to somebody's work where they're making, I don't know, maybe they're trying to support their kids, maybe they're trying to help their parents, because those all look like young kids. But when I say kids, I mean, you know, late teenagers, you know, early 20s. So no real life experience, especially they're a bunch of niggas, so probably all live with their parents anyway. You're so mad at a person that you go to their job. What the fuck? Anyway, Ian sent me something on Telegram, right? Now, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen, because this is something I've been telling you guys for years. I told you guys the original story. This is a good one. You're going to get a good laugh out of this. I've been telling you guys for years, there were two major ones. One was a hand gliding accident. Dude bashed into the mountain, dead, splat. He was a fucking Denver omelet the second he hit the mountain. There's another one with a motorcycle guy, and a motorcycle rider crashed, fucking head got cut off. The funny thing about both of these tragedies are, on their death certificates, they were both marked as COVID. So somebody has a sense of humor like me, and they put together this for us, for our entertainment. I want you guys to watch everything that this poor gentleman went through. And at the end of the day, what was the cause of death?
Oh, give me your wallet, you son of an idiot. Wait, huh? No, wait, don't shoot. No. Ugh, now I got frickin' AIDS. Come on. Stinks. What are the odds of that? Whoa. Whoa.
Another poor soul lost to COVID-19.
Yes, COVID.
Certainly COVID.
Yep, that was COVID.
That's COVID for you.
Irrefutably COVID.
Indubitably COVID. Hey, you! If you don't want to end up dead from COVID like this guy, then you better get your vaccine.
Oh my God! Vaccinate me right away!
Pre-existing health conditions.
Oh, yes, of course. Pre-existing health conditions.
Yes, pre-existing health conditions. Yep, absolutely. Yes.
Irrefutably.
Undoubtedly.
Oh, indubitably.
You guys get the joke, right? Oh, these people are such evil, lying sacks of shit. Before we wrap up, I want to show you guys one more. Then we're going to get into some quick comedy. Then I'm out of here. I'm going to try and enjoy my day off, go get some rest. Remember Matt Gaetz was the number one holdout on, him and Bobbert, but it was more him than anything. And I didn't see this. Somebody posted into my chat. But I didn't see this video. I want you, if you guys know anything about body language, I want you to watch this and use your imagination to think what the hell Matt Gaetz was threatened with to go ahead and vote for McCarthy. Watch. Study the face, study the body language, study the discomfort. For all we know, they told Matt Gaetz, hey man, we're going to murder your son. Because you know, Matt Gaetz has a son that he adopted. Maybe your whole family. God knows what they said. But it was so unsettling. Matt Gaetz, a man who has a very big mouth, which is I think why we all liked him, had nothing to say. When that dude come up to him and whispered in his ear. These people are evil. They're evil. Think about that. I love you guys. I'm going to leave you with some comedy. But remember, guys, if you're not subscribed, find me on BitChute at Dr. Patriot, one word. All of it is one word. Brighteon, Dr. Patriot. Rumble, Dr. Patriot. Even a Rumble changed that whole thing up. Looks more like YouTube now. If you have Truth Social, find me at Real Dr. Patriot. If you guys want to help support me on Locals, I would really, really appreciate the help. Lord knows I need it. Yeah, man. I love you guys, but I tell you this all the time. If you guys are not on a live stream, you're missing out on the best content. I don't hold back. You know? Not like these other guys. Let me not say this. I might lose my YouTube channel. Fuck it. They took 7 from me. I don't care anymore. I just found a place where I could go and tell people the truth. And I love it. But let's laugh just a little bit. I love you guys.
Hold on for a second. I know damn well they don't have this cat swimming in this pot of black eyed peas like this. This can't be real. Is this real? Am I seeing this correctly? If this was my cat, his ass would be at the animal shelter so fast he would be on the next local commercial. I'm not playing with no damn felines like this. Why are you swimming in my black eyed peas? Whatever family this is, they not gonna have no good luck whole 2023. Probably not even 2024. Good luck is gone. Y'all could kiss that goodbye for the rest of the eternity. I never understood how some families felt so comfortable letting their animals walk all over the damn kitchen. Kitchen counters, dining room tables, refrigerator. They got their cat in here playing. Making sandcastles and shit out the, like it's at the beach. Out of black eyed peas, uncooked black eyed peas. The black eyed peas ain't even get a chance to start boiling yet. Got y'all cat in here playing with the damn recipe. Talking about it's helping mom out. Helping mom sort the beans. And the person behind this video who even titled it that is childish as hell. Sort the beans, really? Let me catch a cat in my damn black eyed peas for my New Year's. That cat gonna have to sort out which life he got left. Cause I'm taking all of them. Y'all let y'all animals do whatever, whenever in y'all house. That's not gonna rock in my household. Hell no. Soon as I get a new animal, cat, dog, lizard, hamster, I play Future. Don't get too comfortable. Walk your snobby feline ass in my Black Eyed Peas if you want to. You gonna end up at a Dragon City, China. I'm not playing.